Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 25th of September. The data calendar livens up a little today, not very much, but a bit. US durable goods orders are due, and this data breaks down into distinct categories. We know that consumers have been eager to spend money on consumer durable goods, furniture, electronics and so forth. A lockdown spent looking at the old living room furniture whilst watching home makeover shows on Netflix has fueled a burning desire on the part of Americans to rush out and spend their accumulated savings on new furniture as soon as possible. So, consumer durable goods orders should be good. However, durable goods also includes investment goods, and here there is a change. The Economist, toiling away in their home office for long hours, is making use of their own furniture, their own computer equipment, and their own log-burning stove. Their employer no longer has to invest in such things. Home working means economies become more efficient in using the capital stock they already have, and that suggests that the pace of investment growth will be slower. From the glittering wonder that is the euro, we have the release of euro area M3 money supply data. Economists really wish that there was a measure for money demand that could also be published, but sadly, such a thing does not exist. Broad money is expected to have grown by roughly 10% year over year, which clearly is growing faster than the economy overall. However, we know that most of the liquidity being created by central banks has not in fact left central banks, because liquidity preference is relatively high at the moment. That money will leave at some point in the future, and at that point, central banks will need to think about what they would like to do in response. But for the moment, this growth in money supply is pretty unthreatening. A day of protests over climate change is planned across several cities today, with a youth strike from school being called. The pandemic has accelerated the process of structural change, most obviously with the fourth industrial revolution, but also and with changed consumption and working patterns. But the second great structural change, tackling the environmental credit crunch, has also been accelerated by the pandemic. There's been greater sensitivity to food waste, hence the horrifying surge in homemade banana bread. The changing consumption and working habits are generally environmentally positive. Working from home is more environmentally efficient than working in an office, with the home sitting empty. And eating food at home is more environmentally efficient than eating meals away from home. And, of course, every fiscal proposal seems to be covered in a thick layer of green paint to demonstrate its environmental credentials. Turkey's central bank raised interest rates in a surprise move yesterday, which is of course an action that rather stands out in the current central bank policy setting environment. The move follows a period of weakness in the Turkish lira, and the threat of higher inflation was cited as a reason for the move. The lira strengthened somewhat in response. As with any such situation, the move needs to be set in the context of recent economic events. The weakening of a currency and a rise in a country's inflation expectations both represent an easing of overall monetary conditions, which an interest rate increase can offset or partially offset. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.